This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Ray, I know you don't like being in the prediction business, but is there any doubt in your mind that with the benefit of health, we're looking at a very significant player here? Not just significant in 49ers franchise history, but a guy who could find himself in Canton, Ohio.
He could. I mean, the wild card is, do you stay healthy? Because anybody who gets to Canton, with only a very few exceptions, has played 12-plus years and been exemplary for 9 or 10 of them. And I see no reason why Bosa can't do that as long as he stays on the field. That said, he's already got a bit of injury history, and getting as much attention as he does increases the possibility of that. So this is not a prediction, but I'm saying if nothing dramatic changes about his ability to participate, he's got a pretty good chance. I mean, being the defensive player of the year by acclamation this year certainly pushes him on his way. In terms of where he fits in the history of the game, I think it's way too early and way too reckless to say, oh, he could be the next Lawrence Taylor, because Lawrence Taylor is where the conversation on this begins and ends.
Oh, absolutely.
But, you know, I could see him, barring catastrophe, being one of the top 15 to 20 of all time.
That's high praise. That is incredible high praise, especially coming from you. So, look, the very first year he shows up in a 49ers uniform, where did their season end? In the Super Bowl. Here he is once again, looking to have a kind of run that could see a second Super Bowl already in his, you know, first contract in the NFL. If he wants to go down in history, if this 49ers team wants to go down in history, let this 49ers defense set the tone of not just every game that they're in, but every single conversation that is being had in football from here on out. Forget about the Eagles and playing them at home. Who can beat the 49ers defense is the only way I think they really reach the Super Bowl. And then should they actually meet the Kansas City Chiefs again in the Super Bowl, the only way they're winning that game is if Nick Bosa is getting MVP consideration, because he was so overwhelmingly disturbing Patrick Mahomes that day. I really do think if the 49ers win the Super Bowl, taking the field over their quarterback in terms of their own roster, to be named MVP would be the good bet. Now, normally, every single MVP is a quarterback coming out of this game. I could see it coming from somewhere else if the 49ers are really about to win a Super Bowl this year.
Yeah, I mean, the likeliest candidate to me would be McCaffrey.
Yes.
Because their offense has to be able to function, and he is the most important part of that offense.
He'll get a volume of touches and carries and red zone attempts.
Yeah, I mean, he will, you know, He is the guy who defines this offense more than Brock Purdy, more than any of their receivers. I mean, he is their Deebo Samuel in 2022, because Deebo Samuel was the most important offensive player a year ago. I'm willing to, you know, at least take a paper cut on that hill. That's how Kyle Shanahan operates his offense. It's not quarterback dependent. And defensively, you'll see Nick Bosa getting double and triple teamed a lot, which is why Fred Warner matters and Drake Greenlaw matters and Tre'Varius Moore matters. Tre'Varius Ward. He makes players better, but they also make him better, because if they triple team him, that means a lot of other good players are running rampant. And that's when you get a team that could score 20, ends up scoring 10, because they can't block all of them all the time.
Great players, great defenses. They have a tendency to take someone who is defining their excellent year, and then they turn it into something special. And this was a very, very special season for Nick Bosa. He is going to be, how about this? I'm surprised that they're even taking any bets on this anymore. He has got to be the defensive player of the year in this league, just based on these numbers alone. 51 tackles, 48 quarterback hits, 19 tackles for a loss, 18 and a half sacks, 2 forced fumbles, and a pass deflection. His 18 and a half sacks are the second most in team history and led the NFL this year. Kind of surprising that Alden's total of 19 and a half wasn't good enough to lead the NFL. It wasn't. Back in 2012, J.J. Watt, in his first of 3 Defensive Player of the Year campaigns, had 20 and a half sacks, one more than Aldon Smith. Bosa is the first 49er ever to lead the NFL in sacks. His 48 quarterback hits are the most in a single season since, say that name again, J.J. Watt in 2015. Now, J.J. Watt was never on a good enough team to matter in the postseason.
Didn't stay long enough when they did make it either.
Right. But my goodness, he was spectacular when he was at his peak. Bosa is putting together the type of individual resume that you need to have. And for whatever reason, you don't have that 12-year-long career due to injury or the unforeseen happening, you win a trophy or two along the way, and you could still possibly get it. Great players at the peak of their powers win championships in this league. If Nick Bosa really is, like you said, could be an all-time 15, 20 top defensive player in league history, he's got to pick up one Lombardi trophy, bare minimum, in his career. All the greats have them. All of them. This is a huge opportunity for him, his place in history, and obviously the 49ers have been talking about that, you know, the quest for a sixth trophy in their trophy case. And it would be amazing if Brock Purdy were the quarterback while everything else around this team was just as state-of-the-art as humanly possible. And this is going to be a fascinating game coming up tomorrow. A couple of players keeping on going if you really want to get past the Seahawks. George Kittle, I'm looking at you. And I'm looking at you as a run blocker as much as I'm looking at you as a receiver this year. But boy, since Brock Purdy took over, George Kittle has just been an offensive leader well beyond run blocking acumen. He leads the NFL in receiving touchdowns since Brock Purdy took over. The next closest player has 4 over the same span. Kittle's got 7. He leads the Pro Football Focus receivers grade. He leads the overall Pro Football Focus offensive grade. He's been amazing. 2 touchdowns in 3 of his last 4 games. Held to just 1 in week 17. He's been a beast. He's unloaded on the Arizona Cardinals, obviously. It's helped take his numbers and make them extra gaudy for him this year. George Kittle's got to be, I think, in the end zone this Sunday for any sort of element of a comfortable win.
I don't think he does have to be. because they have so many other ways to get points that I don't think it's mandatory on anybody. I mean, you know, if I'm Seattle, you know, he's a guy I'm going to want to, you know, pay special attention to. So maybe he doesn't score. You know, I think as long as, you know, McCaffrey is the guy to me who has to find the end zone, you know, at least once, whether it's, you know, catching the ball or running it. But Kittle, Ayuk, Samuel, Juwan Jennings, if they get a touchdown, fine. If they don't, fine too. I in terms of, you know, what has to get done, I think McCaffrey is the only guy who has to excel. Everybody else, you know, it's all interlocking pieces. Somebody else, you know, one of their receivers will excel. It doesn't necessarily have to be Kittle.
Well, that's the thing. That's why I'm looking at him as like he's sprinkles on top of a good game plan. Does not need to be the middle of the game plan, because the middle of the game plan is coming out of the backfield. You're right. It's Christian McCaffrey. And beyond him, welcome back Elijah Mitchell. This could be a sneaky big game for Elijah Mitchell as well, especially if it's a day where Shanahan's really looking to tick the 40 carries marker. You can't give all that to Christian McCaffrey. You know, they did promote Tevin Coleman. I don't think we're going to see him carrying the ball unless something goes wrong.
One short yardage, maybe.
Jordan Mason, I think, is a short yardage option. Christian McCaffrey and Elijah Mitchell sound like two guys who, with Kyle Juszczyk sprinkled in a little bit, are going to be the bell cows of this game. I could see 15 carries for each guy.
I would say, I'm just going to say, not, you know, which guy's going to get how many. I think they're going to want to. I think the weather will probably indicate they're going to run the ball 40 times. And even whether they run it effectively or not, I think that's going to be the preference, because among other things, Seattle is 30th against the run. And that's over all 17 games. So I think they're going to view this as a game where they're going to pound the ball. They don't have to put it in the air a lot. And if they, you know, end up with like an average workload of 65 plays, that means Brock Purdy only has to throw 25. But I think 40 is, you know, for everybody, is a fair ballpark figure.
We've been talking since we hopped over on the stream nothing but 49ers and Seahawks, rightfully so. It's a big one. It's the first of many playoff games this weekend. Boy, youth is getting served all over the AFC. The old man in the AFC, it's now Patrick Mahomes. He's the oldest quarterback, believe it or not, starting a game in the AFC. He's 27. Josh Allen and Joe Burrow are both 26. Lamar Jackson, obviously not playing, but he's 25. Herbert is 24. Trevor Lawrence is 23. Brock Purdy is 23. Tom Brady is 45. Ray, I actually think Tom Brady and the Buccaneers got a pretty decent shot to upset Dallas on Monday night.
I'm not as sanguine about their chances, because above and beyond Tom Brady, who has had to throw the ball 700 times this year, I don't see a lot about that team that makes me go, wow.
No, it's just one or two play. Hi, Mike Evans, three times in a day. Hi, Leonard Fournette, you decided to show up this week. And all of a sudden, they look better than in the weeks where that doesn't happen.
And that might very well be true. I don't believe in Tampa. I mean, because among other things, Mike Evans is a guy who you would think would be among the elite receivers in this league, but he hasn't really done elite stuff.
He's always hurt. He's always nursing a big injury.
But the other thing is, you would think that Leonard Fournette would have big game after big game after big game, the way they like to use him. But there are times when it just doesn't happen. And their defense, which is actually the thing that carried them to their Super Bowl championship, has been ordinary at best. And I think Dallas just preys on teams with mediocre defenses, because that's the thing they do best.
Boy, we've seen an awful lot of turnovers from Dak Prescott lately.
But, you know, I think that I don't know that Tampa's one of those teams that can make that happen. I'm unmoved by their ability to create, the kind of mismatches that they used to be able to create routinely. They don't have guys that you just go, man, you don't want to throw that guy. You know, man, you got to run the ball away from that guy. I think their defense is just really ordinary, and I don't think they'll be able to handle all the things that Dallas does, whether it's Tony Pollard, whether it's Ezekiel Elliott, whether it's CeeDee Lamb. I think the one thing that Jerry Jones has done is insist that they have a nuclear-powered offense, and I think it's the kind of team that Tampa doesn't do well against.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.